Former Massachusetts Governor Paul Cellucci has gone public with the news that he has ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. Cellucci says he's had symptoms for the past 4 years, but adds despite some weaknesses, he's quite well. ALS attacks the brain and the spine, and it causes muscle weakness that progresses to complete paralysis. Currently, there's no cure. The world's largest independent ALS research center is in this area, the ALS Therapy Development Institute, based in Cambridge. This morning, we bring the Institute's CEO, Steve Perrin, to the broadcast. Steve, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking with Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Steve, I understand that while ALS is incurable, some people live a long time with the disease, 10 years or maybe much longer. But then on the other hand, it can affect other people very quickly. I have a good friend who was diagnosed just a few years ago. Back then, she was a very healthy and active person. Today, she's already wheelchair ridden and has trouble speaking. How is it that the disease affects different people differently?
Well, to be quite honest, we just don't know. You are absolutely correct. The average time of survival varies quite dramatically from person to person. The average time after diagnosis is about 2 to 3 years. Due to the improvements in quality of health care, those times are going up. But it can dramatically vary, and we just don't understand why that is.
Paul Cellucci says he has a slowly progressing form of ALS. Are there drugs to slow the progression? What are his treatment options?
So right now it's a really exciting time here in Boston. It's really a hotbed of ALS activity. In addition to ALS TDI being in Cambridge, we have two of the top-notch clinical groups, Bob Brown out at UMass Worcester and Merit Sokotovich at Mass General Hospital. And in addition to that, we have two very exciting phase 3 clinical trials going on this year, and both of those are sponsored in Boston by Genentech having one of them, and Merit Sokotovich at MGH sponsoring the other one. So it's quite hopeful that for folks like Paul Cellucci, as well as all ALS patients, that it's a very hopeful and optimistic time that we will have some good therapy starting to move towards the clinic for ALS patients.
And pick one of those therapies you'd like to explain. What is it aimed at doing?
So one of the drugs, dexipramipexole, which is being developed by Knopp Biosciences and Biogen IDEC, is moving into phase 3 trials. It's a very exciting drug. It is supposed to improve the efficiency of a specific part of the neuron called the mitochondria, which converts the food that we eat into the energy for the cell. And that's really exciting because in ALS, as neurons and as disease progresses, the neurons have a problem with that organelle converting that necessary food into energy, and this drug is supposed to enhance that.
And will that help prevent nerves from dying, which, as I understand it, is part of what happens in ALS, and that's why people eventually have trouble walking or speaking, because the nerves die and the nerves can no longer control the muscles that control those functions?
That is correct. We still don't understand really what the process is and why the nerves actually die. It could actually be disconnections in the skeletal muscle itself and not necessarily the nerves up in the spinal cord. It could be other types of cells up in the spinal cord that actually protect the neurons that go wrong. So we don't understand, but we have multiple therapies that are trying to improve all of those things, trying to tamp down the immune system, trying to improve that muscle function, and like you said, trying to improve that neural function. We have drugs targeting all of those things.
According to statistics on your organization website, across the world, someone's diagnosed with ALS about every 90 minutes. I need to ask, do you feel that there's a cure on the horizon, at least eventually?
Yeah, I think so. I think the cure might be a ways off. I think we are starting to develop some very effective therapies today for patients, which will be quite exciting. And I think what we have to do in the ALS field is do what happened in the multiple sclerosis field a decade ago. When you got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis a decade ago, there were no effective therapies for you, and it was as progressive as ALS. Whereas today, there's 5 or 6 good effective therapies that really slow that disease down, and that's what we need ALS research and clinical development to be today.
Steve Perrin, CEO at the ALS Therapy Development Institute in Cambridge, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.